Today's daf is Tmura daf Yud Ches. We left off yesterday on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We began the third parak of Maseches Tmura, and the Mishnah has said that there are various kachim, various types of karbanos, that the vlad of the karban and the Tmura of the karban have the same din as the karban itself. And we said vlad of a shlamim and the Tmura of a shlamim have the same din of a shlamim, and they require all the things that a karban shlamim requires. So the Gemara tried to figure out how we know all this to be true. So the Gemara has suggested that we learn it from Psukim. The Brisa, quoted a Brisa, Zachar is Lerabel says Havlad, and Nekeva is Lerabel says Hatmura. And then the Gemara had said, and we not only learn from the word Zachar and from the word Nekeva, but im zachar is the rabbos, even a vlad of balei mumin, im nekeva the rabbos tmur is balei mumin. Not only a vlad of a shlamim and a tmur of a shlamim, but even the vlad of a shlamim that's a balmum and the tmur of a shlamim that's a balmum. So we left off on the first wide line where the Gemara is going to say it's not so pashut that those are the psukim that we use to derive this halacha that a vlad and tmur of shlamim has the same din as a carbon shlamim. So first wide line says the Gemara, v'hai tana maisi lamehecha. We have another tana that learns it from the following psukim. Pasuk says, Rak Kadshecha. Pasuk, actually, the full Pasuk is Rak Kadshecha, Shayulacha, Unidarecha, Tiso, Uvasa, Lamakom, Shayivchar Hashem. So we're going to break up the Pasuk into its phrases and derive something else from each of its phrases. But it's talking about something that you bring as a karban. So it says, Rak Kadshecha, Elu Tamura. So we darshin that the Tamuros are included in the Kadshecha, in that which you bring as a karban. Ashayulacha, Elu Avlados. We refer to we assume that phrase refers to the offspring of a carbon shlamim, that also is brought as a carbon. Tisa uvasa, what does it then tell me when it says you have to go and bring it? From the words that you have to bring it alone, I would say, yeah, not that you bring it as a carbon shlamim, that you makav it as a shlamim, it means bring it to the location, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then do what you, in the Beis HaMikdash, what you would do with any other chatas amesa. You should just starve it to death and let it die. So Tamil Omar, that's why the Pasuk has to finish off, Vasisa losecha basar v'adam, that it's not enough to just bring it there, but Vasisa losecha habasar v'adam, which is actually the beginning of the following Pasuk, that you have to bring it as a carbon. The same way you are knowing with a carbon ola, you should be knowing with its tmura. And the same way you are knowing with a carbon shlamim, you should do the same thing with the vlad or the tmura of a carbon shlamim. By ola, we don't talk about the vlad, we only talk about the tmura, because as we've mentioned many times, ola doesn't have a vlad. Ola can only be a zachar, can only be a male, so there's never going to be a vlad. But by shlamim, you have both vlad and tmura. So Yachal kol kachim tkein. So I might think by all kachim, the vlad and the tzmura should be nikrav as a karban, just like by shlamim. Tamalama rak. That's why the pasuk says rak. Rak is always a miut. Anytime you have ach or rak in the Torah, it's always going to be memait something. So rak comes to tell me that we are memait something, and therefore other karbanos don't have the same din, in that other karbanos, the vlad and the tzmura, aren't brought like the karban itself. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein tzarich, I don't need all these drushes." Harei Omer, Asham Hu. Hu karavein tmura so kreva. The pasuk says asham hu, so we dashed in that it can be brought. The tmura of an asham cannot be brought. So that's how I know that other karbanos, the tmura is not brought as a regular karban. That it's dafka by yishlamim, we have such a din. So says the Gemara. Now we're going to start to analyze some of this brisa. Amar tisa uvasa. So the Gemara had such a havamina that from the words tisa uvasa, that you should take your vlad or your tmura of your karban shlamim and you should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, we had such a havamina in the Braisa that you should bring it and let it die there. So minatesi hakiven de gamri chamish chatos hanach mikrov karvi. What do you mean? Why would we have a havamina to let it go die there? We know that there's a that there's halacha l'moshim yisinei, that there are five chatos mesos. There are five different situations where a karban chatos is supposed to be left to die. But the fact that that's limited to five chatos mesos tells me that any other karban is not mesa, that you don't have such a din, that you just leave it to die. So what's the hava mean in the first place? That you would bring these to the Beis HaMikdash and let them die? So it says, no, ma'al detema chamish chatos mesos b'kal makom v'hanach yimusu b'beis HaBechira. I might have thought chamish chatos mesos is unique. That can die, that you have to leave to die anywhere. And this is different. It's not that it can be left to die anywhere, that you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and let it die in the Beis HaMikdash. Kamash Milan, that's why I need the end of the pasuk to tell me, no, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and your makrovit is a karban. You don't just bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and let it die. Amar Mar, another part of the Brisa we're going to analyze, Yachal Af Kala Kachim Kain. So we said, we might have thought that all other Kachim should also have a din, that the Vlad and the Tmura is brought as a Karban, that it's not only a din by Shlamim, by Ola, but all other Kachim also, the Vlad is and the Tmura is brought as a Karban. That's why, Tamalomar Rak Doshecha, that's why the Pasuk says Rak, to tell me no, it's not true of other Karbanos. Now, what the Gemara is going to try to analyze, we know that there are in fact many other karbanos, that the Vlad and the Tmura is in fact not brought as a karban. The Gemara is not going to question that, the fact that that this is unique by a karban shlamim. What the Gemara is going to question is why I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not true of other karbanos. Isn't it self-evident already that it's not true of other karbanos? So says Gemara, Vlad deman, what kind of Vlad do I need rak to tell me that a Vlad of another karban is not brought as a karban? Ida Ola, if it's coming to tell me about the Vlad of a carbon ola, well, zacharhu v'lav baruludehu. I already know the vlad of an ola cannot be brought as a carbon because there can't be such a thing as a vlad of an ola. An ola is a male, and a male doesn't have offspring, so that's completely unnecessary. I certainly wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that the male doesn't have offspring, that the offspring of a male can't be brought as a carbon. It's obvious there is no offspring of a male. V'idachatos, if it's coming, tell me vlad of a chatos. Well, gemirila de la misa kaimi. Well, we already have halach l'moshim sinai that tells me what to do with the Vlad of a Chatos. That's one of the Chamesh Chatos HaMesos. That's one of the five Karbanos Chatos they have to leave to die. If it's Vlad Chatos, is one of the Chamesh Chatos HaMesos. I wouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me that a Vlad of a Chatos is not brought of a Karban. Ida Asham, and if it's trying to tell me about a Karban Asham, Gimirila Deliriya Azla. I already know from Halach Lemoshe Misinai that the Vlad of a Karban Asham goes to graze and develop a mum and then be sold. De Kol Sheba Chatos Meso Ba Asham Roa, because the Halach always is that whenever you have a din by a carbon chatos, that it's mesa, that it's left to die, starved to death, the parallel case of a carbon asham is always nitak l'ri'iya, you always send it out to graze and to develop a mum. So we're still stuck. We're looking, why do I ever need the word rak in the pasuk to teach me that carbonos, other than a shlamim, the vlad is not going to be a carbon. By an ola, there's no such thing as a vlad. By a chatos, I already know that the vlad's not going to be a carbon. And by an asham, I already know that the vlad's not going to be a carbon. What's the pasuk for? So says Mar Liyal b'chatos. The pasuk is needed to teach me a case of a carbon chatos. V'hilchso gemirila l'misa. Yeah, you're right. There is a halacha l'moshe misinai that tells me that it has to die anyway. B'kra'a l'mu'ute la'akrava. But the pasuk comes to tell me not to be makrovet as a carbon. Halacha l'moshe misinai tells me to put it in a cage and starve it to death and just let it die that way. The pasuk comes to tell me I'm not allowed to bring it as a carbon. So says Gemara, well, that's obvious again. V'haba hatalia. Kivin de l'misa azla m'melu lo karva. If I ask Shaila, what do I do with this animal? And the halacha l'moshe misinai already tells me, put it in a room and starve it to death. Isn't it obvious that I don't bring it as a carbon? Put it in a room and starve it to death is not a carbon. So why would I still need the halacha l'moshe misinai? I mean, why would I still need the pasuk to tell me not to bring it as a carbon? Doesn't make any sense. Ela hilchasa lechatos. Now, halacha l'moshe misinai is about the carbon chatos. We said, it's a halacha l'moshe, it's already, so the cross, so what do I need the pasuk for? What do I need the rock for? Lemute tmuras asham. The pasuk is there to tell me that a tmuras asham is not brought as a carbon. We said that a tmuras asham we already have as halacha l'moshe misinai, because whenever a chatas dies, an asham is nitak l'ri'iya. Hanami hilchsa gemiri la'adamri kol shabachatas mesa ba'asham ro'ad. Isn't this already covered in the halacha l'moshe misinai? Because isn't there a rule that any time a carbon chatas should be left to die, the carbon asham is going to be left to graze? So why do I need the pasuk to tell me that a tmuras asham is not brought as a carbon? Halacha l'moshe misinai says you let it graze until it develops a mum, you sell it, you bring a carbon ola with the money. I already know that you don't bring it as a carbon. No, the pasuk adds something new. The pasuk adds that if you actually do bring it as a karban, you haven't only violated a halacha l'moshe misinai, you've actually violated an aseh min haTorah as well. And that's an entirely different thing. It's brought the iser to a new level, that you violate... that you violate an assay as well. So a couple of things over here. The fact that we say that Ibayu Makriv kaiva asay, that if you bring it, you violate an asay. So in the Chuvus Pri Yitzchak, he proves from a Gemara in Gittin that the five chatos hamesos, by the case of the five chatos hamesos, they have to lock them up in a room and let them die. If you shech them in the azara, you violate chulin ba'azara. So that's a violation of the Isur Daraisa of Shechtin Chulin Ba'azara. So he asks, according to this, why do I need a pasuk in our sugya to teach me that there's an Isur Asay of being makrav the Chatos HaMesos? Memele, you're over Mishum Chulin Ba'azara, which is also an Isur Asay. The Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Kiddushin, both say that the Isur of Chulin Ba'azara is an Isur Asay. So if the whole answer of our Gemara of why do I need a pasuk tell me that the Chatos HaMesos and it's parallel by an Asham that an Asham is a violation of it. Why do I need the pasuk? Tell me that it's a violation of Manasseh, not just breaking Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but according to the Pri Yitzchak, based on the Gemara Maseches Gittin, we see that it's already a violation of Manasseh anyway. It's already a violation of Chulin Ba'azara. So the Pri Yitzchak is metarets that the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara is only an Isra Shechita. But by the other avodos of the carbon, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, anyone who does those avodos on Chulin Ba'azara is not in violation of the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara. By the Chatos HaMesos, the Torah is Mechadish to us, with the word Rak, the Torah is Mechadish to us, that there's an Isra Asay on all of the Dalet Avodos by the Chatos HaMesos. That's the extra limud that we're deriving over here. He's just bothered that the Gemara Maseches Nazir says that without the Pasuk by the Chamash Chatos HaMesos, the Gemara has an expression that I would say, the Ikrave lo l'chayev alev lo klum, that it wouldn't even be a violation of an Asay. Kamash Malon, our Pasuk of Rak, tells me it's a violation of an Asay. But Pri Yitzchak points out that the way he's understanding it, no, had I not had our Pasuk, it would be a violation of only an Asay on the Shechita. And all our Pasuk is teaching me is that there's an Asay also on the other three Avodos of the Karban. So then the Gemara's Lashon is imprecise, because the Gemara says, without Rak, I would have thought it's not a violation of any Asay. So his Kash is still pretty strong. The Netziv in Merome Sada over here writes, Bipshitus, that the Isra Asay that we say over here is only by an Asham. It's not about the Karban Chatas. The Karban Chatas, Eino Chinami, is Chulin Ba'azara, if you bring Karban Chatas. That we already have an Asay. But that Asay, just because the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that whatever by Chatas is Mesa, by an Asham is Nitak L'Ri'iya, doesn't mean that the Halacha by Echatas that's brought, that it's Chulin Ba'azara, is necessarily also going to apply to a Karban Asham. That's what I need our Pasuk for, to tell me that it applies to a Karban Asham. In a more general comment, the Tosus Yantif over here, when the Gemara says Hilchasa Gemirila, that we have this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so Tosus Yantif writes that all places in Shas where it says Hilchasa Gemirila does not necessarily mean Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It means that they had an ancient Kabbalah Mirabu Sehem, they had a long-standing Kabbalah from the Rebbeim, but it doesn't mean that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And his proof is from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer is cholik on this halacha, that the chatos hamesos and the ashamos are roos, that any time you have a chatos hamesa, the parallel asham is going to be roa. Rabbi Eliezer holds the ashamos are also mesos, that the ashamos are also left to die. So if it's halacha l'moshim sinai, it can't be that Rabbi Eliezer would be cholik, because that's the famous comment of the Rambam in the Akdamot Perish HaMishnayis, that whenever you have halacha l'moshim sinai, you can't have a machlokas. That's the strongest part of our Masorah is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, where no machlokas crept in at all. And he says, Tos Yantif says, and I know the Rambam holds this way, because the Rambam writes this. The Rambam says that in our case, it's not really Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What he's probably referring to is the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam writes, Lufisha HaMekubal Biyadam, that it was Mekubal Biyadam. He doesn't say Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. However, the Rambam elsewhere in Pirush HaMishnayis writes, V'Kabbalah Biyad HaKol Mi Moshe. That there is a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, which makes it sound a lot more like a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Rashi says explicitly, later on Rashi says explicitly in Yud Chesam and Beis, that it is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That the din of Chatos HaMesos and Asham Nitak L'Ri'iya is definitely a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Another important ta'ar over here, the Gemara says, what do I need the pasuk for once it's already halacha l'Moshe Misinai to tell me that if you bring it, you violate an asay? So it sounds like from the pasuk that if you violate, it sounds from the Gemara that normally when you violate something, it's only a halach l'moshe m'sinai, it's not even the violation of an assay. Meaning, even though halach l'moshe m'sinai may be on some level d'oraisa, it sounds like it wouldn't even be on the level of violating a mitzvah assay. So the Prima Gadim says halach l'moshe m'sinai, Prima Gadim refers to it as an isura bialma. That stam an iser. It doesn't. It's unclear exactly what it is. It's not an assay. It's not a los assay. It's an iser. Prima Gadim says, you know what it's like? It's like the iser of chati shir. Chati shir asa min haTorah. What is pasuk says? You're not allowed to eat nevela. You eat a half because I eat nevela. So chati shir asa min haTorah. Yeah, it's asa min haTorah, but it's not the iser lav of achilas nevela. The iser lav is only when you eat the full shir. So it's not a lav and not an assay. So says the Prima Gadim, gevaldik chiddush. It would turn out that if a person takes a shvua to be mevata halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the shvua would be chal. Because even though we're mushpavom in Har Sinai and we're not allowed to take a shvua on something that's against the Torah, but the halacha is that if you take a shvua on a chatzi shir, the shvua is going to be chal. So that's beferish gemara in Mesach Shvua Stav Chav Gimel and Beis. So if you're going to taina that anything that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai has the same din as a chatzi shir, so the shvua should be chal on something that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The other general comment about halacha l'moshe m'sinai over here is the Tshuvas Bar Yitzchak proves from our Gemara that a halacha l'moshe m'sinai must have a full status of din d'oraisa, where we'd even say suffik l'chumra. Because the Gemara asks, why do I need a pasuk? It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Well, if there's a very simple nafkamina between a pasuk and halacha l'moshe m'sinai, in that a pasuk you say suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, and halacha l'moshe m'sinai only has a status of suffik l'kula, so then what kind of kasha? What do I need a pasuk? It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You need a pasuk to bring it to the level of suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, no, I need a pasuk because to teach me I violated an assay also. But it could have said, I need a pasuk to tell me that it's that sveik l'chumra. However, that would only work if you assume like the shitas harashba in terms of suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. The Rambam holds that when it comes to suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, mid'oraisa, we really say suffik d'oraisa l'kula. The whole din of suffik d'oraisa l'chumra is only a din d'rabbanan. So then you understand that that you wouldn't have any raya from our Gemara, because Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk? I already have halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Could be halacha l'moshe m'sinai is the kula, but we're asking me on a d'oraisa level, what do I need the pasuk? Because on a d'oraisa level, a suffik d'oraisa is also l'kula l'shitas harambam. So it wouldn't be a great raya according to the Rambam's shita about suffik d'oraisa l'chumra in general, but seems that it would be a very good raya according to the shita of the Rashba. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter now. So says Gemara, we're at the two dots. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Enot Tzarech, Hukar Vein Tumarasa Kreva. So we just mentioned before, Rabbi Akiva says, no, I don't need this drasha of Rak Kadashecha, Asher Yilach, all of this stuff. I already have a pasuk, Asham, who karav ain't tmurasa kreva? I know that an asham is karav as a carbon, but its tmura is not karav as a carbon. So frakta gemara lamali krava chsukamirila. What do you mean? That's part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that chatos amesos, and therefore the parallel by carbon asham is yirachi istayv. That's not part of the carbon. So enachinami, it's true. Elakra lamali, what do I need the pasuk for? Mibay lechudravuna. The pasuk of hu kreva is used for a totally different drasha, for avhuna's drasha. To amar avhuna, what does avhuna teach me? Let's say you have a carbon asham that had to be left out to graze, meaning carbon asham that was in a situation that was parallel to one of the chatos amesos. So it had to be nitak l'ri'iya. You had to designate it to go and graze and develop a mum. But even though you designated it for such purposes, you then took it and shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. So now what? So it's kosher as a carbon ola. So says when nitak in, lo nitak lo. The implication is only once you designate it to go and graze, is it now going to be kosher as an ola if you accidentally or whatever, if you go bring it as a carbon ola instead of having it graze. But it sounds like if it just had the psul, but you never designated it to go graze, and then you bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, that it's not going to count as a carbon ola. My taima, why won't it count as a carbon ola? Who? because we assume that until designated for otherwise, it's assumed to remain as a carbon asham, and therefore it's not going to be kosher as a carbon olah. That's what we learn from the word who, not like Rabbi Akiva said. So now the Gemara takes a step back and says, okay, let's review what happened on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We wanted to know, how do we know that the Tmura and the Vlad of a carbon shlamim has the same din as a carbon shlamim? So the whole top half of the skinny lines of the Gemara darshan did from Zachar, Nekeva, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, darshan did from those psukim. And then, on the bottom we said, no, but there's another Tana that learns it from Rak Kadashecha, from a different pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, this other Tana that learns it from Rak Kadashecha, what does he do with Zachar and Akeva? Why doesn't he learn it from the psukim that that the first Tana learned it from? That we learned in the Bryce and the skinny lines on Yudzayin and Beis. So it says Maram, we buy Leila Vlad Balimumin, Lutzmuris Balimumin. Now he needs Zachar and Akeva to tell me that even Vlad of a Shlamim that's a Balmum, or Tmur of a Shlamim that's a Balmum, could also be brought as a carbon Shlamim. So Frek the Gemara, no, but if you read the skinny lines in Yudzayin and Beis, that's already included in the Drasha also. Vitebli Kulei Mahaikra, that's also learned in that same pasuk. So why can't he derive all that from the pasuk also? Not just the Vlad Shlam and the Tumur of Shlam, but even the Vlad Shlam Balmum and Tumur Shlam Balmum. It's all learned in those pasukim. No, but how's it learned? It's learned from the extra word im. That it doesn't just say Zachar and Nekeva, it says im Zachar, im Nekeva. So this Tana must hold im lo mashmalei. He doesn't hold that the word im being used as a separate drasha. He doesn't think that that's enough. Ulai tana denafkalim yizachrim nekeva tiso vasamei avdai. But what about the Tana? So now we ask the question in the reverse. The Tana in the skinny lines in Yizayin and Beis, who derived this whole halacha of avlad and tamur shlamim from yizachrim nekeva, what's he going to do with the pasuk that the Tana in the fat lines and the wide lines in Yizayin and Beis learns it from? Safilu mimir ayhu lishnachrina mimor gaihu. He uses this pasuk of Tisovasa to teach me a different to teach me a din, as Rashi says, a filmi murayu, hai Tisovasa lav l'vlados u'tmurasasa. It's a different din. There's nothing to do about the vlad and the tmur of a carbon asham, of a carbon shlabim rather. Elo l'kachim atzman to kamasul l'asuyeh filuhin bimira be'efer v'igiyaz man regalalos. It comes to tell me a din about the carbon itself, that let's say it's time to bring the carbon, and it's far away, the animal's somewhere far away grazing. So I might think, you know, let me get lazy. I don't want to go bring it. I don't want to bother to bring it right now. What do I have to go schlep it all the way in? I'll wait till another time. No, if this man comes, you have to bring it. That's afilu mimir ayhu. Afilu mimir gayu is a similar idea, that if the animal's busy doing work, it's threshing or whatever, why do I have to schlep it in now while it's threshing? So kamash malan, that you do have to schlep it in, that they have to bring it in from wherever it is. That's what this second pasuk is coming to teach me. Okay, so let's see weiter. Says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Rav Lazar Omer, Vlad Shlamim, lo yikrav Shlamim. Rav Lazar disagrees. The last Mishnah just said, Vlad Shlamim Tumrasan, Vlad Vladan, Vlad Atzav Kalamarein Shlamim, that it has a full din of a carbon Shlamim. Now Rav Lazar disagrees. He says, Vlad Shlamim, lo yikrav Shlamim, that a Vlad of a carbon Shlamim should not be brought as a carbon Shlamim. You should put it up in lock it up in a room and let it die. Now, we know there's halacha l'moshe misina that there are five chatos hamesos, and it's all about korbanos chatos, not about a korban shlamim. We don't have such halacha l'moshe misina. So that's what Rashi says. Clearly, Rabbi Lezer is talking on a derabbanon level. He's not talking on a daraisa level, because mi daraisa halacha l'moshe misina is only about the five chatos hamesos. It doesn't cover shlamim. But mi derabbanon, for whatever reason, we'll see in the Gemara, he holds that a vlad of a korban shlamim should be locked up and let to die. The chamom yikrav, and the chamom say, no, bring it as a korban. What do you mean? Don't let it die. Amr Rabbi Shimon, lo nechleku al vlad, vlad shlamim, val vlad, vlad tmura, shalo yikrav. There's no question about the vlad of a vlad of a shlamim, or the vlad of a tmura, that lo yikrav. The Gemara will explain exactly what that means. Al ma nechleku, the whole machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Lazar is al havlad. Rabbi Lazar, ma lo yikrav, acham vam yikrav. It's about the first generation vlad, where Rabbi Lazar says, don't bring it, the chum say, do bring it. Hey, Rabbi Shuvrad Papias al Vlad Shlamim, Shiyikrav Shlamim. So now you have, not only is it a machlokas in theory, but you have an actual Maisa Shahaya. Rabbi Shuvrad Papias were made that they saw that a Vlad Shlamim was actually brought as a carbon Shlamim. Amr Papias, Ani made Shaisalanu Para Shal Zivche Shlamim Vachalua B'Pesach. We had a Para that was a Shlamim. We ate the carbon on Pesach. V'achalnu v'lada shlamim b'chag. And it's Vlad we ate on Pashup Pshat Sukkot. So Gemara will discuss whether that's true, whether that could be, it could be brought so much later on Sukkot. But whatever it is, we ate the Vlad, the offspring is a shlam also, meaning that the Chama right, that we see that we don't have any such din that you lock up the Vlad and let it die. We ate it. We used the Vlad. So says Gemara, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, my time in Rabbi Lazar. Where does Rabbi Lazar get this din that you lock it up and let it die? Mehechitesi, you lock something up and let it die. So says Gemara, you lock anything up besides a chatas hamesa that you would do by your carbon shlamim. Amakravim zevak shlamim carbono. Ve'im v'lovlad. We take the word ve'im and we read it ve'im. You change the nekudos. So we say ve'im zevak shlamo. No, ve'im zevak shlamim carbono. That only the mother is a shlamim. The vlad isn't treated as a shlamim. A drasha, daraisa, sounds like. Some lay b'chia barabel Rabbi Ami el me'ata im al todo yakrivenu hachnami de im v'lo vlad. Well, you can say that any time. You're going to say it about a carbon todo also. Pasuk uses the word im by a carbon todo. So you want to tell me that the vlad of a todo also gets locked up? How many more things you can add to this category of animals that get locked up to die? So it says b'chite machnami. Unless you say yeah, so put the carbon todo in that category also. V'atanya vladu tumrasa v'chilufeha minayin tamalomer im al todo mikal makom. But we learn we have a brice that says beferish not that way. That the Vlad of a carbon toda is not locked up to be left to die. So we're still stuck with the question, what is Rabbi Lazar, where does Rabbi Lazar get a shita that you take a Vlad of a shlamim and you lock it up? Elam Rabbi Chibarab, Rabbi Yochanan, and Hainu times Rabbi Lazar. Gzera Hashemi Yigadol Meham Adarim Adarim. Now the issue with the Vlad of a shlamim is a Gzera Midrabanan, that if you're gonna be able to be makra Vlad of a shlamim, we're afraid you're going to leave the mother around until it gives birth, so that you can raise flocks from the Vlados, and then once you have more Vlados that have Kedushas Karban Shlamim, as says Rashi, you might do Giza Vavoda. You might shear them, you might have them do work, so you're going to violate really Surim that are a violation of the Kedusha of the Karban. And why didn't they make such a Gzer by the Karban Toda? By the Karban Toda, we say that there is no din, that it has to be left to die. So Rashi says, because Karbanos Toda aren't nearly as commonly found as Karbanos Shlamim. So it wasn't necessary to make such a Gzer by a Toda, it was only necessary to make such a Gzer by a carbon shlamim. This idea that yigadol me'am adarim adarim, Rashi adds that it's going to be because of giza v'avoda. The Rambam says probably it's more pashup shat. Now what's the problem? You're going to leave it around till it gives birth so that you can raise animals from it, and that's going to be a violation of bal ta'acher. The mother has kedushas carbon, you have to be makrovid. You can't just leave it around and let it, to wait for it to give birth. Tos yantav asks in Rashi, why doesn't Rashi just say pashup shat? That it's a din of bal ta'acher. So Rashash writes that Rashi holds that it's not shaykh that Chazal would be mevatel mitzvah sakrava because of a chash iser of bal ta'acher. Chazal in general were not mevatel mitzvah say unless you're going to come to be mevatel something biyadayim. Over here, the bittel of bal the iser of bal ta'acher is just b'shevi al ta'aseh. It's something that you're going to come to violate passively. Chazal would not have said we're going to take away the kedusha of a carbon and tell you that instead just lock it up and let it die and tell you not to bring a carbon that really you should have brought because they're afraid you're going to violate something passively. They only would have taken such extreme measures when they're afraid you're going to violate something actively. And therefore, Rashi had to come up with some active violation that you do. Giza, avoda, that's what he's afraid of. But stam, bal ta'acher, even though it's nisa daraisa, it's shevial ta'ase. So they never would have made such a drastic gezeira just because of a shevial ta'ase. So anyway, back in the Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Shimon lo nechlus, Rabbi Shimon comments on the machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and the Chama, and says, they don't argue about a vlad vlad shlamim and about a vlad vlad tamura that it's lo yikrav. So what does that mean? They don't argue that it's lo yikrav. That means they both hold that it's yikrav, or they both hold that it's lo yikrav. So ibayilu hechitani lo nechluku shlo yikravu eli yikravu. They don't argue and say that it's not nikrav. Rather, that is obvious. Would be makrav. You would be makrav. Aldim lo nechlu sheyikravu eli lo yikravu. Or maybe they mean to say no. They don't argue by saying that it should be makrav. Rather, they both agree that you should not be makrav. The third generation. So rabba mistavru lo nechlu shelo yikravu eli yikravu. It's pashup shat. Is that even Rabbi Lazar, who thinks you can't be makriv the second generation, would hold that you can be makriv the third generation? My time, huh? Ad kan lo pal Rabbi Lazar, later Rabbanan el bavlad, Aval vlad vlad a kroy bi almahu. The vlad vlad is something that's much less common. And if it's much less common to happen, so we don't have to make any gzeros. The Rabbanim made a gzero when it was something that's shchiach, when it was something that's a milsa de shchicha, that they're worried it's going to come up. But something that very rarely comes up, they don't make such gzeros. Which, after all, Rashi said that's the reason why they didn't make a gzera on the vlad toda, because karbanos toda aren't as common. So certainly the vlad vlad shlamim is also very uncommon. So they felt no need to make such a gzera, so you stick with the din d'oraisa that a vlad vlad shlamim as kedusha shlamim, you can bring it as a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Shimon Levi disagrees. He thinks that what Rabbi Shimon meant in the Mishnah is that everyone agrees not to be makriv the third generation shlamim. My time, I can lopli rabban aleid rabbi Lazar b'vlad a vlad vlad mitoch maaseh nikeres machshavaso de legadol kabayilei. The rabbanon would say, look, we're not going to make a gzera on the vlad shlamim that you have these grand plans of raising flocks from the carbon shlamim. Sometimes you have a shlamim that's pregnant, that has a baby. No, we're not going to make any big zeros. Third generation, something's going on over here. Third generation, it's been sitting around too long if you already has time for a third generation carbon shlamim. So then even the Rabbanan are going to be moded, Reb Lazar, time to make a gzera about the vlad vlad. So that's what it means, that the Rabbanan would be moded to Reb Lazar, that it would be that you should leave it to die when you're dealing with the third generation. Rabbi Chia is a teaching that comes to offer support for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Im kesef hu makriv, vlad rishon karav, vlad sheni eno karav. Pasuk says, im kesef hu makriv, we darshin, that only the vlad rishon, hu karav is referring to the vlad of the shlamim, because the pasuk is by shlamim. So we see that it's who, that it's only the vlad of the shlamim, the first vlad, but not the second, not the third generation. It's only the second generation, not the third generation. Hu karav ve'in vlad kolakotchim karav. And not only that, we also have a drasha that the vlad of a shlamim is brought as a karban, vlad of other karbanos are not brought as a karban. So that, of course, leads us to the same old conversation we had before. Wait a second, I need a drasha to tell me that the vlad of other karbanos is not brought as karban, vlad demai. What kind of vlad are we talking about that I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not brought as a karban? Ida ola va'asham zecharim heim velo bnei vlad heim. If you want to tell me that it's talking about the vlad of an asham or the vlad of an ola, well, there's no such thing as the vlad of an asham or vlad of an ola, because those are male animals. Ida chatos, if you want to tell me it's talking about the vlad of a chatos, hilchsa gemirula del misa azla. Well, we know what the halach is by a vlad of a chatos, it's halach l'moshe misinai, that it's left to die. I don't need a pasuk, a drash from a pasuk, to tell me that the vlad of a chatos is not brought as a carbon, it's halach l'moshe misinai, it's left to die. Samaravina lasui vlad hamu useres. It comes to tell me about the vlad of meiser behema. So it says that a vlad of meiser behema is not brought as a carbon. Frek the gemara vlad hamu useres lamalikra. Avra mi bechar kogamrla. We already learned it out from Bechar, the vlad of a Musaris. Because by Bechar, we know that you can't bring the vlad as a karban. How do I know you can't bring the vlad of a Bechar as a karban? Because a Bechar never has a vlad. A Bechar is the same as a karban Ola, that it's male. It's only male animal. So it's never going to have a vlad. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the vlad of a Musaris is not brought as a karban. I already learned out the vlad of a Musaris from the vlad of a Bechar. So we're still stuck. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that only the vlad of a shlamim is brought as a karban, but not the vlad of something else? A vlad of everything else we already know about. So Yisrich, Sal Kedait Chamina Nein Dona Nefshar Mishi Efshar. No, it's about the vlad of a Mu'useres. I might have thought that I can't learn about the vlad of a Mu'useres from the vlad of a Bechar, because the vlad of a Bechar, of course, isn't brought as a karban. There's no such thing as a vlad of a Bechar. I can't learn out a situation where it's Efshar to have a vlad from a situation where it's not Efshar to have a vlad. Bechar is not Efshar to have a vlad. Musaris is Efshar to have a vlad. So Kamash Mulan, that's why I needed a drasha to tell me that the vlad of a Musaris is not brought as a karban. Hey, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Papias. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Papias said, we remember we saw that there was a karban, a shlamim, that we ate on Pesach, and we ate its vlad on Sukkis. So of course the vlad is brought as a karban. Rabbi Lezer is wrong. He says, I got another kasha on the story, asked the Gemara. We know that the Yisudar Reis of Baal Tachar is violated if three regalim pass Isidar Raisa, the Losa say of Balta Acher, three regalim pass and you still haven't brought the carbon that has Kedusha. But in Isra say, Rava holds you violate even when one regal passes. So ask the Gemara, how did this Vlad stick around till Sukkot? The mother was shechted ready on Pesach. So good, so I know that the baby must have been born by Pesach time. Why didn't they bring this carbon on Shavuos? Ask Rashi, I got a better question. Why didn't they bring it on Pesach? Right, if one regal passes, so he said maybe it wasn't old enough. It has to be a week old. So by the time Pesach was over, it wasn't old enough. By the time Pesach was over, good. But at least on Shavuos they should have brought it. Some Rav Zun Mishmei Rava Gon Shayu Chol Batzeres. Maybe it was sick on, or the guy with the owner was sick on Atzeres on Shavuos and he couldn't bring it. So Rav Ashi Amar Mai Chag Nami Diktani Chag Shavuos. Rav Ashi says no. It doesn't say they brought on Sukkot. It says they brought on Chag. Chag just means holiday. It could have been Shavuos. So the Idach and the other Shita would say, come on. Whenever it says Pesach in reference to the to Passover, it says it calls the Yantav of Shavuos Atzeres. It wouldn't just call it Chag. When would we call Shavuos Chag? So that's what Rashi fills in. If it would have referred to Pesach as Chag Hamatzos, then maybe Atzeres we would have referred to as Chag. But not if we refer to it as Pesach. So now when we refer to Pesach as Pesach, then Shavuos is always Atzeres. So then what's this great Eidus of Rav Papias? What was he coming to teach me? He's coming to tell me exactly, not like Rav Lazar, exactly the point that we thought he was coming to tell me in our Mishnah. That Rav Lazar thought the Vlad of Ashlamim is not brought as a carbon. He says, Maisa Shahaya, we brought a Vlad of Ashlamim as a carbon. That was his whole Eidus. Next Mishnah, Vlad Toda Utmurasa. Vladan, Vlad Vladan Atzov Kaladoros Hareilu Kitoda. The Vlad of a Toda, the Tumur of a Toda, all as a din of a carbon Toda, and all of the dinim of a carbon Toda, it's brought as a carbon, it's eaten for only one day and one night, but one major difference, and that is Vlad Shein Tunin Lechem. The original carbon Toda needs the 40 Lachme Toda, but a Vlad, or a Tumur of a carbon Toda, does not require the 40 Lachme Toda. So it says Rami Nani Mili, how do I know that a Vlad of a Toda is brought as a carbon Toda? The Tan Rabbanu Ma'u Amar Yakrivenu Marfish Toda Va'avda V'hifrish Acheres Tachteha. Let's say you were Marfish carbon Toda, then you lost the animal, so you designate another animal in its place. V'nimtis and Harishona, and then you find the original one. So now you got two animals that were both designated with the same carbon Toda. V'arishtei and Omdos Minayin Sheisus Shiyotzi Yakrav Lachmi Ma. How do I know you could bring whichever animal you want together with the Lachmi Toda as your carbon Toda? Tamalomar Todi Yakriv. That's what the pasuk says. Todi Yakriv. Whichever one you want, you can bring as your carbon Toda. Yachol Tei Shnia to Una Lechem. I might think the second one should be brought together with Lachme Toda as well. Tamalomar Yakrivenu Achas Veloshtayim. That's why it says Yakrivenu. That no, with the Lechem you only bring one animal. With the Lechem you don't bring two animals with Lechem for carbon Toda. Minayin L'Rabos Vlados Tmuros V'Chalifos. How do I know I should also include a Vlad Toda, Tmuras Toda, Chalifos Toda? How do I know you should include those also to bring them? What is Khalifos? Khalifos is that you lost it and you were mafresh another one instead of it. How do I know that all those things are also brought as a carbon Toda? So again, this is the key line. This is the line we're looking for, because in our mission we're talking about the Vlad and the Tumura, and we wanted to know how the Vlad and the Tumura of a carbon Toda, how we know that Vlad and Tumura of a carbon Toda is brought as a carbon Toda. So Gemara says, how do I know that? Tamalomar v'im al Toda. Yachl yukul and tunus lechem. Ah, so then I might have thought, good, so they're all brought as carbon Toda, let them all require lachme Toda as well. Tamalomar al zevach ha-Toda. Toda tunal lechem v'lo v'lodo tumuros v'chalim fasa tunal lechem. No, special din. Only the actual carbon Toda requires lechem. The Vlad of a Toda, the Tumur of a Toda, the Khalifa of a carbon Toda does not require lechem. So at the end of the day, the Vlad Tumuras Toda is brought as a carbon Toda, but not with all the bells and whistles. Not with the 40 lachme Toda that you would have that's normally brought along. It's normally brought along with a carbon Toda. Makes it sound that there's it's possible to suggest, at least, I didn't get a chance to look around much in the Achronim, in the Rishonim, but it's possible to suggest that there's two dinim in a carbon Toda. In a carbon Toda, there's Kedushas carbon Toda, and there's also a din of Hoda'ah, a din of Hoda'as Halev, of showing a sense of gratitude. It could be the Lachme Toda are din in the Hoda'ah. The Hoda'ah I already covered with the first carbon Toda, but the Tmura, the Vlad, carries on the Kedushas carbon Toda. Why is Lachme Toda din in Hodah? So we've mentioned many times in the past the famous comment of the Netziv on Chumash. The Netziv says, 40 Lachme Toda. When do you have to eat all these 40 loaves of bread? Within one day and one night. no matter who you are. I mean, I just saw in the one of the YU publications that they had the eating champion, that Japanese guy, whatever, come in. I don't know, because it's come in lecture in YU or something. But very important. But no matter who, even if you're him, you can't eat 40 lachme toda in one day, one night. Says the Netzim. No, the point is that you invite as many people as possible to help you eat it, and that way you can publicize the great hoda'a that you have. So the lachme toda may be a din in hoda'a. The hoda'a you already yotzei with the first carbon toda, but the kedushas carbon toda, that applies even to a tamura, even to a vlad. That carries forward to a tamura and to a vlad. So maybe that's why the tamura and the vlad would be brought as a carbon toda, but it wouldn't have the full din of hoda'a of the lachme toda. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah about tamuras ola and vlad of an ola. Okay. I like how the Japanese guy gave